Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show, and I am Deborah Leanne. And I love this topic because time seems to be a more scarce commodity for most people than money. Time and energy seem to be the things that people always complain about, right? I'm so busy. Oh, I'll have to check my calendar. I don't know if I have any time to meet with you till the end of the month. And I'm just as guilty at that. My calendar is always full. And I'm learning that I can actually put breaks in between. I don't have to go back to back to back with my appointments. And I question why I do that. Do you do that? I mean, really, do you find that, especially this time of year, when there's lots of things that are adding to the calendar with holiday gifts, I mean, parties and family gatherings, and the days are shorter, and it just feels that, like, for an example, I have, last I saw, about 8 invitations for something on November 11th. Now, granted, it's a pretty cool day, and it's, you know, beautifully timed in the middle of the month before the Thanksgiving holiday. But still, everybody's scheduling something on Wednesday, November 11th, and it's all that afternoon into evening. So it's a pretty busy day. So the good thing is I get to be at choice, right? So before we get into this juicy topic of time and slowing down to actually go faster, to get more done, let's just tune in and get present, because that's one of the key tips I'd like to share, is that tuning in and taking a few moments to catch our breath is key during this time, any time that we're feeling that there's too much going on and we need to just calm down our inner self so that we can deal with whatever it is. And I want to say, even if it's good, because there's a lot of good that happens during this time of year, too. It's not all stress, but it's harder for us to accept it and be in that moment if we're not truly in our bodies and in the present, right? So if you can, take this time just for you, and I'm typically always complete within 30 minutes. Sometimes it's only a 20-minute video blog. So if you would like to take this time now or pause this and do this when you can take a few minutes for yourself, that would be awesome. Obviously, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But we're going to go into just a mini meditation, which allows you to call back all of your energy and power that is scattered on your calendar in what's happening this weekend, next week, ordering the turkey for Thanksgiving, all of the things that are constantly the reminders that pop up, right, in our own heads. We have the reminders on our phones and on our computers, but we also have those niggling thoughts. So we're just going to say, you know what, I will put you to a side. I'm going to snooze you so I can fully experience this time in my body, in my heart, and with my soul. It's almost a turning off of our mind. And it's funny because we call it mindfulness, but let's just drop down into what our heart really wants and our body needs, so that we can be still enough to hear our own soul, our own whispering of guidance. So starting with your feet and your legs really, really heavy, like tree trunks or roots that are finding their way through Mother Earth's crust, down into her heart and center, allowing that to just happen. We don't have to do anything. It's the way our bodies are designed to connect in that way. So those roots are just so excited about running into the arms of their beloved mother. So we just let that happen. And as that exchange starts to happen, we can feel Mother Earth feeding us the energy. We're reaching down into her core, and she's sending up energy. And it's almost like a respirating or a breathing process, that giving and taking. We can consciously say, I'd like to drain out anything that is not serving me. Old patterns, stress, if there's an issue that's been on your mind, send it down to Mother Earth. She'll hold on to it. She'll probably compost it, and who knows what beautiful things she might allow you to experience based on just letting it go. So send it down. Send down anything that just needs to drain away that anxiety. That's never ours anyway. Just let that just breathe away. And knowing that it's done. So we can let that go and know that that process is underway. And then go to the center of our awareness, where we just want to make sure that we're closing off all the computer screens in our control tower. If you're anything like me, you have several things going at one time. And just say, you know what, I will be with you in a few moments. This is time for me to recharge. So we let those things all just turn off, go to blank screens, and as that is happening, our energy will return to us. Our power will return to us. It's just the same as closing out of all the apps on your phone. Have you ever seen that? How many apps are running at any one time on your phone? And if you close each of those windows, close off each of the apps, there's less drain on the battery. And your charge will last longer, which is the same for us. So we'll just turn off each of those things, allowing each of those applications and those drains on our energy to just go silent, feeling our energy return and our power start to amplify, along with the Mother Earth energy that's coming up as well. And then holding our head tall, we can take our hand and put it about 2 feet above our head, as far as our arm will reach, and just wave and open that channel so that our unique golden stream of divine light can find its way and be able to just fill us. Coming through our crown, we allow it to rinse through our third eye, allowing that intuitive wisdom to be opened up and turned on. We allow it to cleanse our ears. How lovely that feels when we can actually hear our own voice in the midst of all the millions of messages we're getting every second. And then allow it to cleanse our throat chakra, that beautiful bridge between our body and our divine self. That is where we declare who we are and our value to the world. That needs to be open and strong at any time, all times. Yet we forget. So lengthen your neck. Feel your shoulders drop down. Your head go tall, just as if your head was the bud of a flower that's reaching up to the sun to get as much light to open to. And breathe that in. Let's send some breathing all the way through our body, in through our nose, blowing it out through our mouth. in through our nose and sending that beautiful energy of our breath down our back of our spine. In through our nose and expanding our belly. And then feeling our arms, we can actually hold out like we're holding our energy. We're holding the aura around us. And just feel that. We can put our arms all the way out as far as they'll reach in every direction. So that's all our space for us to command. We own that. We are sovereign in this space. No one or no thing is allowed in without invitation. So we just allow that to be and allow that energy to fill up with our own essence. Anybody else's essence that might be hanging out in our space, that's a great thing to send down to Mother Earth. Could be our mother, could be our children or our spouse. For me just now, it was my pets having a little spat right next to me. They have to stand right next to me when I do this for some reason. And as we fill the space with us, we are turning on our own power. We're connected in to the beautiful electromagnetic physical center of Mother Earth. We are also connected to the divine, to our spirit, our highest self, our God, our angels, our ancestors, and maybe all of the above, stars, moon, sun, all of those beautiful entities that are above us, watching us, holding us at all times. From this space, and that took us maybe 5 minutes, a little over. From this space, we can totally manage anything that comes up. We can take this 5 or 7 minutes and allow that gift of giving ourselves the present to feed us in a way that allows the next 8 hours of work or obligations of whatever's on your calendar or, you know, a problem solving of some sort, which we're always solving problems. That's how we live. What if we just allowed ourselves to feel this and allow whatever is happening outside of us to just be? Often we can't really change it. And I got the really distinct voice this morning when I woke up this morning of my higher self whispering to me, stop pushing. Stop working so hard for things and allow them to flow. Trust that it is all good. And that's important because many times we want something so much to happen a certain way, and I'll speak for myself as a recovering perfectionist and workaholic and control freak, that when we want something to look a certain way, and we have these plans that we're going to have the house cleaned and people will come and dinner will be on the table and all of this will happen in a certain way, and something happens to make it not happen that way, very often, it's difficult for us to handle that versus how can we just allow it to happen organically? That as the people arrive and food's not done, maybe they get to help. And so much more fun when everybody's in the kitchen playing a part. What if it's okay that you didn't get the vacuuming completed before everybody showed up? Are people really going to be noticing your rugs or are they actually looking at you? And they're there to visit you. They're typically not there to see your house unless they're buying it. And if they are, and they're that judgmental, then really, does it matter? The pushing and striving I feel so often, especially with entrepreneurs and executives that are charged with meeting certain commitments and goals and milestones. And it could be that their salary or their bonus depends on that. And there's this driven force of pushing to make it happen. And I'm not saying that you don't take action, but I am saying that taking time and tuning in and listening to what is the next best inspired step for me to take, it actually saves you time. And I'm going to say that again, that actually the days that you feel you don't have time to meditate are the days that you most need to tune in and meditate, or sit outside in the sun for 5 minutes. Or there's a meme I just posted on social media that said, spend 15 minutes outside every day. And if you think you don't have time, spend an hour, which is so true, which is why we pay to go on retreat, why we pay to go on vacations, why we want to escape our lives in some ways to actually get away, because we don't know how to do it for ourselves at any given moment. So this whole concept of slowing down to go faster is that when we treat ourselves with this type of self-nurturing, self-care, we make it easier on ourselves to hear what's our next step, sometimes which might save us 10 of the steps that we had planned to do this morning anyway. What if we could jump and be to a different level of towards the progress on that project? What if a divinely inspired solution to something that you said, I know this will be handled, I'm going to go to sleep, and when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'll have the answer. That happens to so many of us. You know why? Because we let it go. Then there's the opposite of that, where we don't let it go and our mind goes round and round and round and we don't sleep. So how can we build that trust muscle that if we just say, I'm going to slow down, take really good care of me, do all of the things I know in my evening ritual so that I sleep well, and tomorrow morning with my fresh brain and my freshly tapped in self after my meditation of 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 minutes, I know the answer will be there. It will present itself. Wow. Getting out of our own way and allowing our higher self to deliver the answers in a way that is with grace and ease. And sometimes it's so beautiful that it actually brings tears to my eyes. I'd love to know why that is, when something that's so beautiful and happens to me with so much grace. I guess it's just the amount of joy and the recognition that, oh my gosh, thank you. That happened, and I just had to let it go for it to come back in this way. I kind of recognize it from what I thought the answer was, but this is so different and so much better. And almost every entrepreneur has had these kinds of divine downloads, because they wouldn't have started their business without that. When we're tapped into additional sources of power and intuition and wisdom, our lives become more in flow. There's a sacred reciprocity that we show up, we take action, and we allow certain things to happen and unfold in the way that they will, and we don't fight it. We don't say, well, that wasn't on my list of things to do today. I had a list in that on my calendar, and that totally showed up, and that wasn't, and we get all wigged out versus, what if we could be curious and say, I wonder how that's going to blend in with everything else today? And I wonder what could be moved to another day that's on my calendar that's not as important, that means I need to handle this other thing. And believe me, this is not easy for many of us who love to live by our to-do list and our calendar that's scheduled beautifully and intentionally, or so we thought. Because those pop-up things, those could be shortcuts. They could be gifts that we're not recognizing. So using some type of ritual in the morning is great. But what if you could actually add it to your day? What if you went to the bathroom, and every time you went to the bathroom, you just took a few minutes to do some oxytocin breaths? Look in the mirror and tell yourself how wonderful your life is and how life loves you and how you love you. What if there's little rituals you could add to throughout the day where you are in such gratitude, not just at nighttime before you go to bed? That's a great ritual to have, by the way, to thank everything that happened through the day. Look for the blessings, because what we focus on, we get more of. But adding maybe a couple more times, maybe each time we eat a meal, we bless the food so that each bite that enters us is going to fill us with the most perfect nutrition, exactly what we need right now to support us in, you know, whatever is coming up in the afternoon. I don't know. For you, you need to come up with a way that it's, some people I know have a chime on their calendar, I mean on their computer, so when they're sitting working on a project, it chimes every 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what your body needs. It's great to recognize what your limit is when you need to take a break. And they get up, walk around, get a glass of water, make a cup of tea, go stand outside and take some deep breaths, and then come back and hit at it again. And that's their way of getting through a really super productive day. I am so honored to deliver this material to you every week. And I'm not professing to be any kind of guru. I'm actually a teacher and a student. And I know that some of the things that I do know are helpful to others, and I just hope that one tiny piece of this message settles into your system and allows you to have a more grace-filled, blessing-filled, gratitude-filled, joy-filled, and healthy and prosperous holiday season. Take excellent care of you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.